A couple hundred feet behind the Kings County home of Daryl and Shauna Archer are freight train tracks. Sometimes, one of the couple's children gets the conductor to honk his horn.
So what's it carry?
Refrigerated cheese cars.
These are refrigerated train cars coming from La Prino Food.
Twice a day, you get them once going, once coming back.
Empty that way.
Empty and full that way.
The Archers have no problem with this set of tracks. It's the new high-speed rail that has them upset. They are two of the hundreds of people and businesses in the path of the $68 billion project.
Well, actually, what they're going to put here
would be the fence,
and then they'll start the piles of dirt because this thing's supposed to be elevated.
The rail authority says they need part of the Archers' land for the rail and storage of empty train cars. Archer says the land the rail authority wants would run right through their backyard, where they raise goats, chickens, and other livestock.
Olaf's baby is out of the pen altogether and out here with the big ducks.
But the Archers say the process of working with the rail authority and their appraisers has been anything but pleasant. Shauna recalls the day an appraiser showed up unannounced as she was leaving to get her kids from school.
I saw them pull up in front of my house with a camera, asked him what he was doing. He told me. I said, "Do you need access to my property?" He looked back at his truck full of friends because there was four more guys in his truck, started laughing. They all started laughing, turned back to me and told me, "No, I don't need access to your property."
The sale would also force them to remove their septic tank, which, if it cannot be replaced, would condemn their home, requiring them to move. The couple says the estimate doesn't come close to the value of the property or what it would cost to move. But more than that, Shauna says it would not make up for the loss of what they consider their country dream home, where they can raise their animals and get their kids into a better school.
There's nothing comparable to these properties. There's nothing else out there. These are irreplaceable. These are priceless properties.
The Archers are hardly alone, according to Aaron Fukuda, who's organizing landowners in the path of the rail.
Every day I hear more and more outrageous stories of how landowners are getting treated by appraisers. The authority tries to step in and fix that situation, and it almost gets worse from that point.
Fukuda is part of a lawsuit trying to stop the project altogether. He says he's not opposed to high-speed rail in general, just this project specifically. The rail authority is behind on acquiring land that it needs to construct the railroad, admits High-Speed Rail Authority Chair Dan Richard. Richard says they are catching up, but not at the expense of landowners in the Central Valley.
I think that the numbers speak for themselves. 90% of the parcels that we're acquiring are not through eminent domain. They're through fair bilateral negotiations with landowners to give them the appropriate price for their land.
The rail authority has been stepping up its use of eminent domain, but Richard says they are only doing that when necessary, because doing so tosses the cases into court, further slowing the process. Richard also says they're focusing on acquiring key land first. But not everyone is reporting problems with the rail authority.
That building there, it's been sold. This one I own. That's in the process of being sold.
At Valprint Printing in downtown Fresno, owner Jack Amarian points out the three pieces of property that he's losing to the rail. Amarian says his experience with the rail was highly positive. He believes that the train will ultimately benefit California.
We can't just keep building freeways and freeways and freeways. As we know, it costs more than building a high-speed rail system. And why shouldn't we build a high-speed rail system? It works in other parts of the world. I've ridden on them. I think they're fabulous.
Amarian says the rail even increased their offer by 15% after he asked for a reappraisal. The rail authority does appear to be increasing its outreach, organizing events in farming communities and towns in the path of the project. High-speed rail chair Dan Richard says major construction for the train should begin in a few weeks, and that resistance to the project will not derail its ultimate completion. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.